Page 236. C. Above the clouds.
Ever since I was a child, I have loved airplanes. And I actually used to have dreams that I could fly. My dad took me up in a plane and the pilot let me see the cockpit, and I just loved it. In those days, I thought I would possibly just become an air hostess. But as I got older, I realized that it was possible for a woman to be a pilot. I think it is a bit more intimidating for girls to think about getting involved in it because there are so many men, and it is easy to doubt that you have got the right ability till you try it. Things are changing now, and girls are realizing that they have got the chance and ability to do it. A lot of the airlines are now looking to employ more women. The mix of ability that women tend to have is quite different to men sometimes. Nowadays, instead of being just a good pilot, they want aircraft commanders to have people skills and be good at working in teams in addition to being good managers. I think women find it easier to relate to that.
A rewarding profession.
It's amazing to be able to fly. When you take off, break through the clouds and see the sunrise, it is awesome. It's fantastic to be up there. To actually know that you are in control of the flying is quite a rewarding feeling. To be able to go to work every day and look out of the window and see all these beautiful views and to go to all these beautiful places, I think that's the best part of it. To be a good pilot, you need to possess a specific mix of skills depending on what kind of pilot you want to be. A military pilot may be a very different person to an airline pilot. Military pilots by nature have to be more daring, I suppose, and be able to do more stunts and that sort of thing. Airline pilots have to be very steady, calm individuals that are able to stick to rules. But all pilots must be people that can think logically also under stress, and a good grasp of maths and physics is definitely essential, but other than that, you just need confidence in yourself and the ability to work hard. It is such an interesting career, and you get to learn about so many things. I now know a lot about so many interesting subjects, such as the weather and how it works. I know how engines work, and I know about aerodynamics. Knowing about all these interesting subjects combined is very rewarding.
Takeoff.
There are many procedures a pilot needs to go through before takeoff. You have to file a flight plan. You book beacon slots at the airfields you want to go to. You have to let them know that you are coming. You need to design a flight plan and file it with the air traffic control. This has to be done an hour before the flight so the airspace controllers know you are coming, so they can fit you into all their traffic. Next, you have to go and check the aircraft. You have to walk around it and check that all is in working order and make sure it is fueled and oiled. Then you have to plan your flight. When you do an instrument route like the airlines do, you have to plan what radio beacons to use for navigation. You must plan which radio frequencies you will be using and have it all written on a plan. After that, you have a walk time, which is when you are going to walk out to the aircraft and do all the startup checks. You have to check that all your navigation aids and all your systems are working. This takes quite a bit of time, maybe half an hour or so. Then you call the tower and ask if they are ready to accept you into their airways, which are almost like roads in the sky that the airlines use. When they accept you, you will get clearance to go and taxi out and take off.
Getting a job.
I am not yet working in an airline, but I have applied for some jobs. One of the airlines I have been to has interviewed me. It was an interview which involved some personal questions and some technical questions. It was a successful interview, and they want me to come back to them for a simulator check. I will go and sit in a simulator with a training captain and do a flight, in effect, and they can test my piloting skills. If I am successful, they will offer me a job. With the other airline I have been to, it was quite rigorous. On the first day, there was a maths test, an English test, and psychometric assessment. I had to answer questions about my preferences, which gives them an idea of my character. Then there was a group exercise where they gave us a task so they could see how we interacted with one another. If I'm successful there, they will invite me back and I will have a day where they will interview me. I will get two interviews, one with the psychologist and another one with the management. The last thing will be a simulator ride with them as well. If I get through that, they will offer me a job. I will take whichever job I get first.